to you, just like I'm telling you, the same thing.
Now, your name is B.C. Smith.
Yeah.
And you work for the city of Hattiesburg, driving a truck that carried recycled materials?
Wood.
Okay. And you, how long did you work for the city?
Oh, man, almost 4 years.
Okay. And so when the city started the recycle program, Mr. Smith, you were driving a truck on a route that was picking up recycled materials?
Just a little bit after that. I think I'm just a little bit after the before they changed up from the
company that was providing this.
What you call them thing? Container.
Yeah. From the baskets to the cans.
From the basket to the can.
Okay.
Okay.
And so the trucks that carry the recycled materials, the recycle sort center is in Summerall, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And so trucks that were carrying recycled materials, if they were going to recycle that material, they would need to take it to Summerall.
Correct.
Okay. And in the times that you did your route, just your route, not somebody else's route, but just only your route, how many times did you drive to Summerall?
Probably about, I might have been probably about one or two times.
One or two times.
One or two times.
And we're talking, you drove that truck for a period of how many years? Approximately?
Probably about two.
2 years. So every Thursday for 2 years, you would pick up recycled material. And you wouldn't go to Summerall with it, so where would you go with it?
I leave it on the truck until my Friday garbage wrap.
Okay.
Put it on there.
All right, so you
fill the truck up.
A lot of times you wouldn't go to the recycle center with the recycled materials. You would leave it on the truck, and the next day you would pick up garbage or trash and dump it on top of the recycles. And then where would you take it?
Take it to the transfer station.
And that's behind Public Works? And that work, all that goes to the landfill, is that correct? Or a landfill?
It's
like, well, the goods that where you took your garbage after you dumped on top of your recycle, you would take the truck behind the Public Works building.
It's called a transfer station.
Transfer station. Yeah. And it would be dumped down into a container, or 18-wheeler container, mm-hmm. and it would be hauled, but was it being hauled to the recycle center?
Ooh.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
I don't know the recycle center.
Right.
It was hauled where the garbage go.
All right, so the question everybody wants to know the answer to is, why would you take goods that were meant to be recycled and then dump trash on the next day and then take everything to where a landfill was? Did someone tell you to take that trash where you took it?
Didn't activate my own will from the supervisor.
Okay, so what supervisor told you to do that? Oliver Gilmore. Okay. So Mr. Gilmore told you to do that. Did he tell you why he wanted you to carry that recycled material along with the next day's trash to the landfill? Did he give an explanation as to why he didn't want the recycled goods going to the recycle center?
No. Unless he just handed it and he just wanted enough on there to go down there.
So possibly maybe it wasn't. You're saying that it's a possibility, or did he tell you there wasn't enough on there to take it to the recycle center? I mean, but he told you to take it. He told you to let the truck sit overnight and to load it up with the trash next day and then take it to the transfer station.
He just told me not to go.
To Summerall.
Because it wasn't enough on the truck.
Wasn't enough on the truck, okay. So now I've posted this video of this truck dumping trash into the transfer station. And Mr. Barnes has written a letter publicly stating that this was a isolated incident that I videoed, that this was only happened one time. It was an isolated incident. And is that a accurate statement?
It's an inaccurate statement.
It's an inaccurate statement.
This was going on until he got caught.
Okay. Who was over the recycling area? I mean, Mr. Oliver was above you. Who was above Mr. Oliver? Who was in charge of the recycling itself? Is there someone that was over that particular program?
Yeah.
And who, what was his name?
He was Frazier.
Is his name Frazier, Mr. Frazier?
Yeah.
Nick Ruma Frazier?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know if Mr. Frazier knew that this was happening?
No, I don't.
You don't. But you know Mr. Oliver was directing it.
They're following orders. George and I are following orders. They're from the supervisor.
Now, who is George? Is he a? Is he the driver that was in the truck that was on the video?
George is the driver that was in the truck on the, in the video.
Okay. So he was just following orders like you were?
George was following orders just like I was.
Okay.
He did not act at his own will. He followed the supervisor's orders.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your time.